chapter you're talking about.
In the earlier shiur, we spoke about Parshat Tazria mostly. So I have to talk about the Torah a little bit. So I want to learn a pasuk. B'derech Chassidus. This is a real Chassidus Torah. This is what like Mamish textbook Chassidus Torah is. But it's so beautiful, the Shivim Panim Torah within this. I learned this Torah and I've been flying since. Such a beautiful read of this pasuk in a deeper sense. And the Shivim Panim Torah, we have to trust that and believe in that. All the deeper lessons. Remember, Torah is Ein Sof. Torah is written, is the wisdom of Hashem. And the wisdom of Hashem could be understood, if it could only be understood on one level, then that's basically most of the Chachma out there. It's multifaceted. And there's so much depth. And it's so real. Torah is Hashem Tamima. So the pasuk says in Perek Yudal, pasuk Beis, Zois Tia Torah Hametzora B'Yom Taraso V'Huvel HaKohen. This should be the Torah of the Metzora, and the day that it becomes Torah, he has to be brought to the Kohen. So comes the Hilganoyim HaMegadim, and he says, we know there's a way of life, and maybe it's of the most crucial ways of life, and the most crucial ideas in our world, is to live a life where we have a mentality of Kol Ma Dov Rechman L'Tavavir. Where we have a mentality that everything that happens and everything in this world ultimately is for good. That we have a mentality of Gamzu L'Tov, and we're able to live with that. We have a mentality that Chayiv Adam L'Varech Al Rok Shem Shem Varech Al Tov. Be able to say a Baruch Dayanemis and mean it. But more importantly, to say a Baruch Tov Meitiv. To live with that. And we know people who live with that, who live with Hashem so deeply by their side, see Hashem's hand in everything, and even when they don't see, they know it's there, and it's all good. We have to live with that. And when we live with that, we're the happiest people in the world. When we live with that, we have a different sense of calm. But it's deeper than that. The Noam Gadim says so too in our Avodas Hashem. The Gemara in Ervin, the Gemara in Megillah says, Shmaisa Boitzi Lusa, Ki Yoima De Istina. Learning Torah, to be able to learn Torah properly, you need to be calm. You need to have your das miyushevis. When a person's going through difficulty in life and has trials and tribulations and is full of anxiety and confusion, let's be really thinking, could you learn and seriously have a chavrusa? Impossible. And so too is true by our davening. The Gemara Brach says, "Ein oim dim l'spalo mitoch simcha v'chedvel." You have to daven with a clear head and a clear mind, be able to have kavan in the proper way. So a person needs to be besimcha. A person has to live with the mentality of Gamzu L'Tova and understand that to be able to really have success in Torah, to have success in Tefillah, to have success in life. So listen to how the Naiman Megadim learns this pasuk. Zayis Tia Torahs. This should be your Torah, your mitzvahs, your Tefillah, your Torah. Hametzora. What Hametzora stands for? Motzi Ra. Motzi ra. Get rid of all bad. Take out. Motzi yotze. To take out all bad. I mean, there is no bad. Mitzora. Take out. Say, get out. Get out. Take away. Take away all bad. Motzi ra. Sha'amar shein ra klal bolam raka kol tova. There's no bad. It's all good. Get rid of the content of bad. And what's going to happen there? Once you get rid of bad, this is what your Torah should be. Motzi ra, get rid of bad. And that's what's going to be. Biyom. Next word, biyom. You'll have day. What's day represent? Clarity, birur. It's good, no more confusion. And you'll have taraso. You'll have purity. You'll feel good about yourself. V'huva el ha-kohen. And that he says, v'huva el ha-kohen. And Zohar says sometimes a kohen is synonymous to the Rabbon Hashem. After all, a kohen is only a shliach of Hashem. A kohen acts on behalf of Hashem. And we find in Zohar, sort of psukim, that the kohen is really a representation of Hashem. V'huva el ha-kohen means that's when you'll be brought to Hashem in the proper way. Zois tia Torah. This would be your Torah, your mitzvos. Hametzora, motzi ra, get rid of all bad. Be yoim, you'll have clarity, taraso, you'll have purity. V'huva ha'kohen, you'll be brought to Hashem. So we have to understand the prerequisite for not just, and maybe that is alone enough to have simchas achayim, but a prerequisite, a hakdoma achono, the yisod, to have success in limud haTorah, to have success in our davening, to have success in our mitzvos, is mitzora, motzi ra. get rid of all the bad. There is no bad. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kol Ma'adav Rachman Ol Tavav, and live with this mindset. Yes, it's not Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, but I believe wholeheartedly, 100%, it was meant to teach us this as well. And this is the depth in Torah. And let's live with that Maitzi Ra, live with that Simcha, be the Simcha of your moment, go into Shabbos Kodesh full of Simcha, go into your lives full of Simcha, and all that you're going to find is the greatest Hatzlach in the world. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh